This is Morning Edition on KNAU, Arizona Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Sadie Babbitts. The story of salsa music queen Celia Cruz comes to life in a new children's book by Flagstaff resident and NAU professor Monica Brown. My Name is Celia, The Life of Celia Cruz is written in English and Spanish. It's the first in a series of bilingual books by local publisher Luna Rising. Brown has plenty of reasons to celebrate her new book, including receiving the prestigious America's Book Award, given to authors that truly portray Latin American culture. Brown, who speaks this weekend at the Northern Arizona Book Festival, says she wanted to bring the lives of Latinos to life for children, and Celia Cruz's life fit the bill.
Her story is incredible. She was raised in poverty in a home, 13 children and family members under one roof, and yet had this deep love and confidence that she put out there in the world as an entertainer and then as an artist. And children, know good entertainers and good music also. So I knew that that would be a fun experience for them.
You must have launched yourself into trying to find out as much as you could about her.
I did. And, what surprised me was that there was very little about her in terms of written work. There was one biography in Spanish. And so what I did was do research of interviews with her in various magazines, music magazines, from Rolling Stone to Spanish magazines. And I found everything I possibly could. But the thing that inspired me most, to be honest, was her music. So I listened to her music and listened to her lyrics and let that inspire my writing and sort of infuse it.
This is your first children's book, and it's also the first book that artist Rafael Lopez has illustrated. And his pictures really do make this come alive. They're very vivid and bold and have a lot of magic in them. What was it like working with him?
Rafael, I think his color palette is incredible. It's very tropical. It captures the Caribbean flavor and symbolism, and he's incredible. He's a muralist by trade and a graphic artist, and this is his first book. So it was really a journey for us, and we were both deeply inspired by Celia Cruz. So I think you can see evidence of that. I hope I get to work with him again.
This book does have a very poetic feel to it, and you really are transported on this journey and this life of Celia Cruz. I don't want to give away the ending of the book and what happens, but would you mind reading just one of your favorite passages from your book?
Sure. I think I'm going to read sort of just the introduction to the beginning of the book. Sugar, my voice is strong, smooth, and sweet. I will make you feel like dancing. Close your eyes and listen. My voice feels like feet skipping on cool, wet sand, like running under a waterfall, like rolling down a hill. My voice climbs and rocks and dips and flips with the sounds of congas beating and trumpets blaring. Boom, boom, boom beat the congas. Clap, clap, clap go the hands. Shake, shake, shake go the hips. I am the queen of salsa, and I invite you to come dance with me.
You have two daughters. What did they think when you read this to them?
They loved it. And you don't need to have children to write children's books, but you do have to have an ear for the way children talk. And so they are my first readers of all my work for children. And they're also my biggest fans, to the point of embarrassment. They come with me on book signings, like in Phoenix and Sedona. And, they'll walk up and announce that it was their mommy who wrote this book. So it's great fun. In fact, it's a connection between my work that I've never been able to have before to my personal life.
How important is it to have children's books that have a bilingual component? So you have the English and the Spanish.
I see being bilingual, I was raised to speak English and Spanish, as being an asset, not a liability. And so I hope that books like these affirm this, and it would be wonderful if every student in Arizona could be bilingual.
Are you working on another children's book?
I have one that's coming out in a few months called My Name is Gabriela, Me Llamo Gabriela. And it's about Chilean poet Gabriela Mistral, who is the first Latina to win a Nobel Prize for Literature. And that's coming out from Luna Rising in the fall. And then I have two manuscripts. One's called Butterflies on Carmen Street, and that's a children's picture book. And a chapter book, so more of a short novel for older kids, called Marisol McDonald Doesn't Match.
Monica, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Monica Brown is the author of My Name is Celia, The Life of Celia Cruz. She'll receive the Americas Book Award in September at the Library of Congress. In the meantime, you can hear Brown talk about her book this weekend during the Northern Arizona Book Festival. There's a link to the book festival from our website, knau.org.